Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, Michael Bublé, Save the Last Dance for Me, Engelbert Humperdinck, and Tony Bennett in there just before that. 9:30, it is Breakfast Radio for a Wednesday morning. Got Sinatra, Percy Faith, Crosby, Stills, and Nash on the way. Well, Dancing with the Stars returned to the TV dance floor. It brought to ABC a big ratings win on Monday night. Came in number one for the time period. The sixth season of the reality competition drew in 20.9 million viewers for part one of its premiere, according to early numbers by Nielsen Media Research. Looks like it's off to be another great ratings winner this season. No results yet on the Tuesday night ratings, but I'm sure they're just as high, if not higher, for the ladies. And on the phone with me this morning, once again, I am just thrilled and excited to have her back with us here for this season of Dancing with the Stars, recounting the show, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you today?
I'm great. It's great to be back with you.
I'm just thrilled to have you back here, and we got a lot to cover, so I'll let you get started here.
Well, it's going to be an exciting season. Absolutely. The men were outstanding. Some of them really shined above the rest. The women, boy, what an impressive show that was. What did you enjoy, Jim, and the men?
Well, in the men, I thought Mario did very well. I was pleasantly surprised with Steve Guttenberg and his dancing ability. And Jason Taylor, I thought, did well as well. Adam Carolla, Penn Teller, well, but Penn Jillette, same thing. But
yeah, I agree. Yeah. Mario is really standing out as the one to watch.
Yeah.
He has amazing rhythm, natural body control. Wow is the only word I can think of.
Absolutely.
It was just great. Adam, yeah, a lot of work.
I don't think he's going to be on long.
Penn, a lot of work.
A lot of work, yeah.
Jason was very impressive, I'll
yes.
tell you. It's very, very rare that I see a man use his hands the way he used his hands.
That's what I was going to say. He's got great lines in his hands.
He has a beautiful grace about him and wonderful posture. It's going to be really something to see him as he blossoms and grows in his dancing because he's got great potential.
What's interesting to see is how well these football players are doing as dancers.
Well, I've told you before, football players have, work on foot speed. They work on a lot of the rhythm and fluidity. There are a lot of issues that they work on that help them in dance. They absolutely do. They have good centering and control. So it's going to be a good season with the guys. Now, the girls, it's interesting. I think the most amazing two dances, of course, of the night were Marley Matlin's and Christy Yamaguchi.
Really? I didn't get to see him. I fell asleep.
Oh, my gosh.
I got him on tape. I'll watch him later, but I didn't get to see those two dance. So
you
tell me.
You have an excuse. You're up early.
That's true, yeah.
Marley was amazing. I, as you know, years back, used to teach for the School for the Deaf and Blind.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that it's really an astonishing thing that when someone loses one of their senses, the rest are heightened so incredibly that they can compensate, really to the point sometimes to where people aren't noticing. And she was on time the whole dance.
Really?
It was extraordinary. Now, granted, she's got a live orchestra, the vibration, the feeling, she can sense that. But her partner, I have to say Fabian was really outstanding as a teacher because what he did is he pulsed not just his body, but he pulsed through the hand. He had snaps and pauses that gave her a time where she knew where the rhythm was starting and stopping, and yet it was part of the dance and not obvious. It was just beautifully done. It
wow.
was great.
All right. Okay. And Priscilla?
Really,
Priscilla? I'm hearing some good things about Priscilla this morning.
Priscilla really surprised me. She surprised a lot of people. She had a grace I didn't expect her to have. She needs to work on her centering. Her core work is a little weak, but it was so well done. It had really nice flow. It was really something. It was really a standout dance. Christy Yamaguchi, the best. Fantastic. It was absolutely almost flawless. It was gorgeous. Her dropping in her foxtrot, her beautiful stride, her hands, of course. She has lovely presentation. She has the background that we knew would bring that to the floor. But it was just extraordinary.
Yeah, I was wondering how that would translate, though, from skates to just feet.
Well, the difference is through dance, in dance you use all of the foot.
Uh-huh.
And in skating you've got a flat foot with that blade, so you've got a very different use of your feet. It's going to be interesting to see how she does when we get to the Latin divisions, because in skating you're not using your hip action the same way at all. You don't use your hips the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting how she does in the Latin format.
Okay, and what about Monica? Your take on Monica?
Monica, I have to say that her partner Jonathan did the most wonderful job of choreographing that and making a beautiful intro and taking it full circle to the end. He took advantage of softening her with the mood. She's awkward. She's never danced. It's very uncomfortable, and yet, you know, he did a lot for her to make her feel more comfortable. She had never been to a prom. This was kind of like her prom.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's tough for her. It's hard. She's not natural at moving this way. She's going to have a hard time.
Okay. Well, the season's up and running, another season of Dancing with the Stars. And, of course, Jeannie's going to be here every Wednesday morning. We'll be recapping the program every Wednesday morning at about 9:30. And if you'd like to find out more about Jeannie and her background and everything that she's done dance-wise, she tours the country, does workshops all over the place, check out her website at www.jeannietucker.com. Right?
That's it.
Okay. Thanks for being here this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you then, Jim.
Thank you, Jeannie. All right. Time to check out the markets and check in with the Greenberg Financial Group again this morning, and it is Kevin Ruprecht on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jim. The markets have turned on to negative.